Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I'm very, very excited. I'm taking a break from this this lighthouse painting that I'm finishing up, and it was giving me a little bit of trouble earlier, but I got it knocked out. But I'm taking a break from that right now, and tonight we've got a fantastic guest back on the show, Miss Jade Howard and Mr. Dennis Hamlin, who are the band 222, dance rock band out of Los Angeles, California. How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Good, thank you.
How are you?
Awesome. Now, you guys, just a couple weeks ago, right, had a, it's been about a month now, had a new album out, right?
Yeah, we just put out our second album. It's our sophomore album.
Wow.
On 222.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
On the date 222. Yeah, so we're keeping in line with our name.
That's very, very cool. I can't remember. You know, the last time you were on the show, and that's such a great question, and I should have asked it. How did you guys come up with the name 222? 222, I should say.
It's just a number that sort of been in our lives for a long time. So when we stumbled on our band, we just decided that was like the perfect name for us.
It's like one of those numbers that follow you around everywhere, you know. It's like when Dennis and I first started hanging out, I was staying in apartment 222 and his birthday's 222 and he was born in room 222.
Wow.
And it's just like it's something that you see constantly and you're like, this means something. So just
I guess
look,
we just sort of feel like
it out. Kidding. That is cool. That's very cool. Well, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday, Dennis. I didn't realize.
Thanks.
Awesome. I hope you had a fantastic day and, you know, got everything.
I did.
Thank
you. We actually finished our video, finished shooting our video for the title track, I'm Not Trying to Be You.
On 222 on
my birthday. Everyone was calling us
nice.
While we were shooting, but, but that's going to come out next Tuesday on purevolume.com. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah.
Very, very cool. I will definitely be sharing that on all my social media this coming Tuesday. So everybody look forward to that. And I'm sure it'll be on the 222 social media pages and whatnot, including Facebook and all of that. So I suggest you get over there and like that page. We have links to your guys' band and all of that, and very, very cool. I have to ask you, Dennis, I'm looking at your Facebook picture right now, and I'm looking at your Facebook cover photo, and I was not aware you've killed four people. No, I'm kidding. I'm talking about your, your eye tattoo there. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty awesome. And I like the profile picture, too. Dennis pulls off a white tie like nobody. White ties are hard to pull off, man. And
he does it well.
That's right. And Jade pulls off a black one. So how about that? I like a gallon of
tea. Yep.
Guys, that sounded sexist. I didn't mean for it to. Please don't email me, people. It's too crazy.
You're going to get all the
emails. I'm telling you. With the friends that listen to the show and the friends I have on social media. Oh, my gosh. you know, I I'm not trying to get into a political show or a bent or any of that, but I will say this. Man, I'm pretty, you know, I'm a bleeding heart liberal, you know what I mean? I'm a bleeding heart artist. Sometimes my liberal friends just get to be a little too much, you know what I mean? There's limits. I'm just like, oh, give me a break.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, it goes both ways for sure. It goes both ways.
Yeah, I think all sides need to have some common sense. It's
everybody just needs to chill the fuck out, you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's the party I want to be a member of, the chill the fuck out party.
The chill the fuck out party. That's my party.
Exactly. We don't drop bombs on people. We just lots of weed. I'm kidding.
Exactly what I was gonna say. I'm not kidding.
It would probably help. You know.
It most
Oh, man, with some good tunes. With some good tunes. Flight from 222. I got to get used to saying it that way, and it sounds better. I always say 222, and it that just that I like 222. That's the proper way, right?
Yes. The answer is always yes. I honestly, yeah, it's like whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to.
I mean, three number twos. It's how you see it. So.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, when you get just uber famous, what they'll do. I remember when I was a kid and Duran Duran were popular, all the girls that were into Duran Duran would just make the, they'd write like Duran squared and stuff like, and I'm like, well, actually that wouldn't be too Duran, but it didn't matter. yeah, then they would walk away rolling their eyes. That's usually how that went, you know. Go play some Dungeons and Dragons, Jamie, get out of here. Get out of here, mullethead. Oh my gosh, that brings back memories. That's cool. So you guys, now you guys aren't originally from Los Angeles, if memory serves me right, right? We have an Arizonite. I don't know how to say that.
Yep, Arizonian.
And a Floridian.
Houstonian.
Well,
and then
Ohioan.
Ohioan,
that's
Ohio.
Why I said Floridian. An Ohioan. That's cool. Cincinnati, right, Dennis?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Nice. Very, very cool. You know, fun fact about Ohio, I just read this the other day. I did not know this. There have been more American inventors from the state of Ohio than any other state in our history.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's like tons
that might win
of
you.
Great music acts, too, that come out of there. Tons.
Yeah.
Which
and
is surprising
Dennis was one
when
of them.
Go visit, I don't really feel like that's the case, but but supposedly a ton of good shit comes out of there.
I'm telling you, Skyline Chili, man. There you go. It's all in about the Skyline Chili.
Damn, you know it.
It's, and for those listeners who don't know, in Cincinnati, there's a chain of restaurants called Skyline Chili, and it's, to everybody else, it's very strange. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's very strange. They put chili on spaghetti noodles. It's very different. I'd never seen that done until visiting Cincinnati. I don't know. It's weird. What do they eat weird in, or strange, I should say, Jade, in Phoenix, right?
Tucson.
That's right.
Yeah. They have, in Tucson, they have a fast food place called EG's, which is like a Subway, but way better. Not as healthy, but it's like, they have like these, like fruit drinks, these like fruit slushy drinks, and they have like a flavor of the month, and it's pretty amazing. Gotta go back there and get
that's
that
awesome.
Every once in a while.
Well, speaking of going back to, Arizona, you guys are going to be, I'm looking at your website right now. And you guys, the cool thing about it, we have a link, and it's very easy to find, folks. It's www.222band.com. Very simple to find. Three twos, the word band.com. And when you get there, it's a great website. Right to the right of it, first is all the social media links. Click on all that stuff and like and follow and subscribe, everything you got to do. But right under that is the upcoming shows. You guys are going to be in Arizona.
Yeah.
Here, right?
Yeah, we like to make our yearly – actually, we kind of do it twice a year now because going to Arizona is so easy for us. It's like a 7.5-hour drive, so we don't have to fly. We can drive all of our gear, and every time we go there, it's a great crowd, and all my family and old friends come out, and it's just like a big party, and it's awesome. So we like to hit that place up often.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, Arizona, I always have a fun time in Arizona. I always have a good time there. Used to be a bar. Where did I go? It was, I'm thinking it was Phoenix. It used to be a club I used to go to called Pinkies. That was a million years ago. It's probably 7-Eleven these days. no idea. I've never hung out in Tucson, but I've always wanted to because, I used to have an old girlfriend that was really into all the ghost stuff, and she said Tucson is the place to go for, like, haunted tours and stuff. If you're in Arizona,
Tucson is like the more liberal city of the state. Tucson is like, it actually has a really good music art scene, and there's a lot of, you know, it's a small town, but it's got a lot of stuff going on, and it just gets cooler and cooler every time I go back. So
nice, nice. And it snows occasionally because it's upper, it's in the mount area, right?
There's mountains around it, but I think that the entire 19 years I was living there, it snowed once. You might be thinking of Flagstaff.
I bet I am. I bet I am, actually. That sounds more familiar. I don't know. You know, the reason I know the reason I was thinking about that is I'm friends with a band, and I don't know, they got stuck in, I guess it was Flagstaff, and they're like, I can't believe it's snowing here. You know, they were, I had a Western Union some money. Well, that's a whole other story. It's not even important. Anyway, back to 222, who I've never Western Union money yet. I'm kidding. Of course, I would in a heartbeat. I'm kidding, Jay. Don't call me for bail. Isn't that strange? I would naturally go to Jade needing bail money as opposed to Dennis. He's the one with the gang tattoo.
No. In the past, it might have been me, but nowadays I feel like Dennis would need the bail money.
I'm telling you, man, it's hard getting older. We just had some friends over. We were having a party the other day, and we were talking about nightclubbing and stuff. And I used to do that quite a lot. I spent a couple decades doing that nightly. And, you know, now it's very expensive for me to go out because I'm old and I need to do the VIP bottle service so I have a place to sit. So I just can't handle standing all night.
Because you have a big taste, that's why.
I'm telling you, it's rough. It's rough, man. I'm at that point where I'd rather party at home, so there's no driving or anything.
Oh, yeah. I've been at that point for a really long time, and I'm only 33, so.
I hear you. Now, Dennis, on the other hand, is probably out every night, you know, making the scene and all that.
I make excuses to get away from her as much as possible, so.
Like, opposite of the truth. I'm like, go out. Go out. You need a break.
Telling you, me and my girl Danny had that a couple hours ago. We love each other dearly, but I don't think we liked each other very much a couple hours ago. But we made up. oh, man. We definitely wanted to be in different parts of the house. Over stupid, you know. I think it was over pasta or something. I mean, you know, you get into these weird fights when you're – it doesn't matter. Hey, you know what? Let's get back to the – now, the name of the album, Libretto, am I saying that correctly?
Our Libretto was our first album.
Oh, I'm sorry. Name of this one.
Is I'm Not Trying to Be You, dot, dot, dot,
right.
Just kidding. Trying to Be You.
I love it. I love it.
And it's just about me and Jade moving out here from our small towns and being around each other so much we become each other. So
I hear you. Well, you double your wardrobe, you know, that's the cool thing. I'm joking, of course. That's it's quite the culture shock, you know, LA, that whole LA scene and whatnot. It's very strange. Very strange when you first arrive. But you guys have been out there a little bit now, right?
Yeah, about 14 years.
Oh yeah, you guys are, you know, mainstay now. It's you're used to everything. 2 hour traffic and the like. It's crazy. You know, when you first move out there, it's like, oh my gosh, it's insanity. I remember the first time I was in LA. The first thing I saw was the police. I was driving the car, and with some friends, and it was in the daytime, and the police had these guys on the ground, like with their guns on them, you know, like something had went down. I don't know what, we were just driving by, but the guys on the ground were in suits. I thought it was the weirdest thing ever. I'm like, nothing like Detroit.
Right.
Nobody wore a suit in Detroit.
You know, those guys wearing suits are probably wearing corsets under their suits. So it's a crazy town.
That's very true.
Yeah. Whoa. We have a lot of guys with corsets
go ahead.
Under their suits.
That's right.
So we have a lot of stories
actually
about guys with corsets under their suits.
That happens a lot, man. especially out by the airport. It used to be a nightclub. It does. That's a whole other show. Anyhow, that's cool. So this album, how long did you guys work on this one?
This album was actually, it's a sister to the first album. I feel like we were into it when we released our first album. We already had a few of these written.
Yeah, we definitely had a few of them written.
And then we wrote, you know, a whole bunch of other ones, and then these were the ones we picked for this album. But we're constantly writing, so they all sort of belong together.
Years, like in a time span about the last 2 years.
Yeah. We actually
very
didn't.
Cool.
I didn't originally. We didn't want to put it out on 222. We wanted to change it up, but it just happened, and it was coming around. The date was coming around, and we're like, well, let's just put it out on that date again. So, not to be too predictable, but we put our first album out on 222, and then 2 years later, we put out our second album on 222.
Very cool. Well, that'll be a thing. You know what I mean? It's, you know, that'll be one of those quirky facts in music trivia that people will get, you know.
Right, every 2 years on 222.
That's awesome. Now, did you guys, I believe if memory serves me right, and I totally could be wrong on this, did you guys crowdfund the first album?
No, we actually been doing this ourselves. I mean, this band is very do-it-yourself. So we did everything ourselves. We produced it at our house, and then we mixed.
Wow.
All the instruments, did everything, and then the only other person that was involved was a guy named Frank Rosato, who we mixed with, who's just right down the street from us. So it's very
nice.
Homegrown, sort of family thing.
That's awesome. That's very cool. And you can work on it at 3 a.m. or whenever, right? Whenever
that's usually when it happens.
The mood.
In the morning.
When we've had drinks.
When we've had drinks and we wake up not remembering what the hell we did, so we play it back.
That's good. Really good.
Now, I have to ask, is there a 222 like signature cocktail you guys indulge in?
There is. We have a small garden in our backyard, and we have this whiskey and raspberry drink that we make that I've never. We just sort of made up on the fly. Because we have basil, we have raspberry, so we like mix those two, and
a raspberry liqueur.
Yeah, it's like a raspberry liqueur that
nice.
We put with it. And I guess we should call
that's
it.
That's one of the many drinks, though. Old fashioned, I'd say, is like standard.
Yeah, when we go,
I
out,
gotcha.
If anybody likes an old fashioned, if anybody's an old fashioned person, that's us.
Nice. If I'm somewhere where they don't know how to make a drink, I'll just drink a whiskey and Coke. But I like a Godfather personally. I'm into that.
Hmm.
But it, you know, it depends on where you're at and whatnot. Although I am turning into one of those whiskey douchebags that my future sister-in-law got me, like the, I've recently got the little stones, you know, instead of ice, because you don't want to water down your bourbon and all that kind of stuff. And basically, when I make a drink here, when we have people over, people roll their eyes, and you know, it's one of those deals. I'm like, okay, Jamie, whatever. You know, it's good. Hey, let's play a track.
Yeah.
We've got the 4 to choose from. I'm not trying to be you, of course. The Mortician. Has the whole world gone mad? And Across the Great Divide. What should we hit people with first, do you think?
Let's start with the title track. Let's set them off on that journey.
Sounds great. Here it is, folks.
So,
I'm not trying to be you. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to preface it with this one's just about me and Jabe becoming each other.
Nice. Here it is. 222 or 222.
Thank you.
was, folks, I'm Not Trying to Be You by 222. Fantastic track. Fantastic track. I'm digging those. I really like that intro, guys. The drums on that. Just outstanding. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Real lives here at SeaWorld. With new adventures everywhere you look. The only place where you can come nose-to-nose with a dolphin. Where you fly through the skies on Mako, Orlando's tallest coaster, before challenging your hunger with a day of free dining. We are for real, and real is amazing. Visit right now and enjoy free all-day dining, a savings of $34.99. SeaWorld, real, amazing. Limited time offer.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out. If you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Hey, we have a caller on the line. Let's take a call. Hello, caller.
Hi.
You're on with 222.
Hi, this is Perlana. I'm their number one fan. And I have a question,
yeah.
One question for Dennis and one question for Jade. I guess I'll start with Jade. Jade, my question is, in the song where you're the mortician, what brand of makeup are you using on those bodies?
Oh, that's a very good question. I really like Pat McGrath. He's
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but, you know, honestly, though, in real life, I just use whatever works. Like, I'll use, like, Wet n' Wild or, you know, CoverGirl.
Which, in turn, ends up being my makeup, so.
Yeah, because that's all he uses, Wet n' Wild.
That's awesome.
Okay. And then my question for Dennis. Dennis, in both albums, you seem to have an affinity for dead people. And I wanted to know, have you ever seen a dead body in real life?
I have, actually. Unfortunately, it was relatives and passed away. But I don't think that has any.
You might have seen a dead body in a dumpster, but you didn't know if it was dead or not.
Oh, that's right. We also found a dead body when me and Jade worked at Hustler.
I don't know if it was dead, though, because you touched it and it moved.
We thought it moved, but the police came and had it moved because we had to, like, take everything out back to the dumpster at night. And one time we went back there, and there was, like, this pair of shoes sitting on top of the dumpster, and I went to grab them, and I realized they were attached to some legs.
Oh, my God.
I thought the guy moved, but I think, I don't know. I mean, we should probably shouldn't be laughing, but
how can you not?
Well, thank you
very,
very much for your answers.
Yeah, thanks, Perlana.
Thanks for calling. Oh, that's
best
cool. That's awesome.
Best caller.
No, I know
ever.
You guys. I'm telling you, better than the last one we were talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely better than the last one.
Who's probably listening and going now and being, I'll take that challenge. Give me my phone back.
We have another call.
I'm just, although I'm not envisioning, I'm not imagining a guy with a cell phone. I'm imagining like some, you know, some truck stop somewhere and June bugs are flopping around.
Yeah, like in a basement. Right, totally.
Right. Exactly. And I'm... Now, well, that kind of brought up an interesting question. There is a little bit of a dark theme in some of you guys' work and whatnot. I mean, oftentimes it's a little tongue-in-cheek and whatnot. Is that just something you're exploring as artists, like from a surrealist note, or have you always been that way?
I mean, I feel like I think both of us have kind of always been that way a little bit. I mean, we both grew up listening to, like, heavy metal and, like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, a dark, but it's, like, a good darkness. It's not, it's, like, how you get your emotions out is listening to heavy, dark music, and it's just kind of always been, like, a comfortable thing for us, so.
I think back in the 80s and 90s, I think it was
a lot more acceptable.
Yeah, it was a lot more mainstream, actually, and so we were just raised that way, so it's sort of a comfort zone, like, you know, that dark place is sort of a, which I think is good. I think it's healthy. I think just rather than be afraid of things like that, it just should be something that you're, that could be something you laugh at or whatever. We have a dark sense of humor, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's one of the things I love about you guys. You guys are, you know, a very, I would add intelligent dark sense of humor. You know, very, very inspiring. You guys crack me up. All the time. Every time I talk to you, I read your posts on social media. It's great, you know. It's great. And one of the cool things, Jade, that I like about your fashion sense is that while immersing yourself, I wouldn't say immersing is too strong of a word, while dipping your toe into the kind of a little bit of darkness like we were talking about, you usually have like kind of like bright colored clothing and what, you know what I mean? It's a nice juxtaposition.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I dig that. That's cool.
Thanks.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, were you guys, when you were young, oh, I'm sorry, the delay messed me up.
No,
go ahead,
say that
Jade.
Again. I was just saying that my sister showed me how to use glitter, so I take advantage of that.
Nice. Did you see that? There was that viral video going around earlier this week about the little girl with the glitter. Did you guys see that on social media?
No.
Some little kid, you know, she got into her mom's glitter, and the parents they filmed it on their cell phone. They go into the bathroom, and it's just covered glitter
everywhere.
You know,
going to be there for months.
Right.
That doesn't go
it's
away.
All over her. She didn't know what the problem was.
Yeah, our
parents were freaking out. She's like, "What? It's beautiful glitter. What's the issue?"
Exactly. She's like eating it and chewing it, and it's in her eyes.
Oh, man.
Part of your life forever.
But let me ask you, were you guys growing up and whatnot in your younger selves and teen selves, I should say, and whatnot, were you guys outsiders growing up or would you say, or just really into music, or how would you describe yourself growing up? I'm just curious on where 222 kind of came from.
I was definitely, you know, it's hard to fit in when you're a kid in general. So,
right.
You know what I mean? It's just like hard to like, and you don't know who you are yet and you're like trying to figure it out. And it's always like an awkward, weird thing, especially if you're not like an introvert. I was very much an introvert and I, found who I was through music when I was really young. So that's how I became who I am today. I feel like definitely I had like two good friends and then I was acquaintances with everybody else, but I had two good friends and that's it. Graduated early from high school just to get the fuck out of there with a C average.
Nice.
I was a introvert because I was born in this hometown where I lived up to like ninth grade, but then we moved out to the country far out of the city and I became an introvert out there, and so I didn't really socialize at that point, and I just sort of dove into music like hardcore at that point. And that's sort of where I feel like that's where I developed. Like that's was probably the best thing that ever happened.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Well, it is cool, and especially when you kind of find your muse, you know, at a younger age. Although, sometimes it takes a while for people to figure out what it is. But it's definitely cool when it happens. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend's teen. I don't know. This is probably about a month ago, and they were. Had kind of confided in me a little bit, you know, they wanted to get the hell out of where they were living and all this and that, and hated high school and everything. And I'm like, man, you're doing time. It's 3 years max, you know?
Right.
Keep
right.
It. I said, all this drama, you will not even remember half of these people, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
College
like
is way better if that's where you want to go. But yeah, high school drama. Come on, man. Nobody cares about that. It's very true, you know.
I mean, really, true. For a lot of us, the more drama, the better.
Right, exactly. That reminds me, I was watching this fantastic, I don't know, it was on Access TV the other day, kind of one of these behind the scenes about the singer Adele, and I don't know, I was having my lunch, TV happened to be on, and they were saying, you know, that she, when she was starting out, she was having a hard time with songwriting. Couldn't do it, you know, just having a hard time with it. And then she had her first big heartbreak, and it all became,
right.
You know, much easier.
And then
yeah,
she wrote three albums
drama
about
a good
it.
Thing. Right. It's terrible to say. I think about that every time I hear a Linkin Park song. I'm like, man, some girl did this guy bad. That's just... And probably doesn't even realize it. You know, that's the,
right. Exactly. That's, yeah. Exactly.
On that beautiful note, let's play a track. Should we go with the Mortician next,
okay.
Or
yeah,
has
the sure.
World gone
let's
mad?
Mortician. Yeah, let's do Mortician. We got to end with Has the Whole World Gone Mad.
I agree. Here it is, folks. 222. The Mortician.
Thank you.
And there it is, folks. The Mortician 222. What a fantastic track. Again, you guys just, I mean, don't you guys ever make a bad track? They're like, yeah, but we don't send them over, Jamie.
You don't get to hear the bad tracks. Nobody gets to hear them.
I burn them.
It has. I don't know. I mean, I don't know with music. I know with, man, I was working, I'm working on a painting right now that's a classic. I can't say who it is until I post it, but it's a classic, well, here, I'll give it away. It's a classic science fiction character who all the veterans got pissed off at after she did a little stunt back way back in the day. But the thing is I was working on it, and, man, it's been fighting me like nobody's business. Does that happen with music sometimes? Do you guys get one that'll it's just hard to do? I mean, because nobody knows in the end because it's all finished and perfect. You know, you get through it. Does that happen with you guys ever?
Man, honestly, I think for us, like, if they give us too much trouble, I think they just end up on the back burner. I have no problem, you know, if wasting a day on a bad track because it's, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, maybe that one's not meant to be. But sometimes we put those on the back burner. And I listen to them a year later. Yeah, and we come back, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got all the answers for this now. So.
Nice.
You know,
nice. I'm doing it right. I have a shelf full of stuff. I come back. And there's one up there that's been up there for 3 years now. I'm looking at it right now. Maybe tomorrow's the day. I will pull that down.
You know what?
No.
For now, a year, you're going to pull that out, and it'll be something.
That's true. Oh, man. Yeah, it's funny because Danny came in here this morning. She saw the one. I had turned it around on the easel, like, backwards, you know? She's like, oh, having fun, huh? Like, I'm sick of her looking at me. Nice. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. If
you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, we were talking a little bit off the air. You guys have a brand new video for the title track, I'm Not Trying to Be You, coming out this Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it's going to come out on a Pure Volume. .com.
Nice.
And
that's right. That's
my
right.
Video so far. It's definitely my favorite video so far.
Yeah, it's Jade's baby.
But wait, Jade, there was the video where you almost killed Dennis in the sidecar, right? This is better than that?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it is.
A lot of people don't know that she almost killed me in that sidecar. We actually got into a real wreck where she bashed the entire back of the motorbike got fucked up. But
all right, let's stop talking about it. I'm the one that had to pay for it.
Jade, you always get the insurance. Always get the insurance when you rent.
Yeah, I did not get that insurance. I didn't get it.
Oh, man, that's rough. That was a nice bike, too. That's kind of a vintage thing, right? Oh, man. Well, let's move on.
Yeah, it's like a mock of a vintage, so it wasn't, they had the parts.
I gotcha. Oh, man, it happens. That stuff like that, just, especially with motorcycles. I used to ride. I don't anymore. it's crazy. Go ahead.
The guy's sidecar was actually for his dog. And so I went there not knowing what the hell. As usual, we show up for our videos not knowing what the hell we're going to do. But he had goggles.
They're called doggles, actually. They're not goggles or doggles.
Oh, man.
They're goggles that he has his dog wear all the time. And we're like trying on different goggles for Dennis to wear. And Dennis is like, which ones look better? And I was like, these ones. And they were the ones that the dude uses for his dog. And they stunk so bad.
They smelled so bad. You could smell them. Like, Jade could smell them driving the bike. Like, Jesus, dude. Like, dirt.
Yeah. But Dennis is a trooper, and he's like, fuck it. If they look better, then I'm going to fucking wear them. So.
Nice. Man, Jade's got the attitude. You know, Jade, some women get paid $300 an hour for that kind of abuse. You know what I mean?
You mean dominatrix, or?
Oh, man. Making poor Dennis wear the doggles. That's, I wish we lived closer. I've got a cosplay girlfriend. We have more steampunk goggles on her side of the workshop than, you know. Oh, man. Her side of our workshop basically looks like a time machine blew up. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Nice.
You guys would love it. You would love it. But we don't have a sidecar with a motorcycle. That's the only thing. Well, that's cool. The new video coming out very, very soon. Now, the whole album and all the everything on the album that's available on where can people get it? Is it all out on digital download and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. Yeah, it's on iTunes and Amazon and
everywhere. Spotify. Everywhere you usually
everywhere.
Get music, but you can also get it at our website. And if you want, we'll sign it, sign the CD for you.
Yeah,
I recommend.
The website, we have like the whole like CD with the lyric book and you know old school.
I recommend getting the CD too, just because it's definitely album rock in the way that like all the songs sound good back to back, and like the timing and everything else is a lot more accurate when you listen to it as a CD.
And we will eventually be coming out with actual vinyls for this one also, so that will be coming soon, vinyls.
Very, very cool. I always tell people, you know, if you can get your music direct from the artist, that's the way to do it. And especially if you can get a CD, because and a signed one on that. How cool is that? Now, you guys will probably have some of these at your upcoming shows, right? We mentioned the we didn't mention the shows, but it's you're in Scottsdale and then Tucson, Rock Bar and Club Congress, right?
Yeah.
And then back to LA.
And then back to LA. We're playing April 7th in Scottsdale at Rock Bar, April 8th at Club Congress in Tucson, and then back in LA, we're playing at Bar Sinister on April
29th.
All right. Nice. One of my favorite clubs in the world. I haven't been there in 10 years, but it's always a good time at old Bar Sinister.
And you know what? You haven't been there in 10 years, but it's exactly the same.
Yeah, they always, all the great like goth industrial clubs. It's so even down to like the bartenders. You know, there's some I've been to.
Oh yeah,
the church in Houston is like that. City Club in Detroit.
Yes.
You walk in and you're like
probably the same bartender.
Yeah. You're like, was I here yesterday? What happened? You know what it is you know they're all vampires. I'm kidding. Don't send me emails. I'll either get love emails or hate emails on that comment, you know? The goth industrial bar, where every drink has some grenadine in it. I'm joking. Kind of. Nothing wrong with that. That's going to be a cool show, man. I love that club. That's a great club. And then in May, you guys are the Airliner Club and then the Ivy Room, right? Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys play out this much with the last album?
Yeah, I mean we're definitely gonna play more in the end for this one. But we're playing out sort of at
once
this pace,
or twice a month.
Three times, yeah.
Nice. Very, very cool. Now, with rehearsals with stage shows, you've got like you know, I'm sure you wouldn't do it if you didn't like it. Because you guys have a lot of electronic stuff. I'm dating myself here. I had some friends that were did a lot of sequencing and whatnot with their music, but this was back in the day, so I think it was probably a lot more difficult with the setup of playing live with a lot of that stuff going on. Not so is that, or is it still a nightmare setting up with all that?
Still a nightmare. We're kind of old school, so
it's always a nightmare though, because there's just like a lot of moving parts to our music. We just have like a lot of pieces that have to go together correctly. So, but yeah, we have like a sequencer right now, which eventually will go away once we have enough money to pay for a keyboard player and all the moving parts that requires for our songs. But
I hear you.
We get bored. Change shit a lot.
I gotcha. No, let me ask. Do people? I personally dig that. Like, I was at a show. A couple years ago. One of my favorite artists from back in the day, still playing all the time. Him and his wife and their band, Stan Ridgway. And you know, he of course was famous for those Wall of Voodoo years with the big hit Mexican Radio. And he kind of put like a weird like samba mix to it, which I had never heard before, you know. It was brilliant.
Oh, nice.
But I remember hearing like some people in the crowd grumbling a little bit because it wasn't exactly as they remembered or something. Do you guys get fans that give you a little bit of a hard time if you mix stuff up or change stuff up too much, or doesn't matter?
Not really. I mean, I think that our live performance is pretty exhilarating. So I feel like they're not even thinking about that. I mean, and if they are, they don't tell us. Maybe they are. I don't know. But I feel like we're killing it with the live performance.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Very cool.
As long as it's interesting and fun.
Oh, go ahead.
Represents songs, I guess. I was saying, as long as it's interesting and fun, you know, for the fans, I think.
Nice. I like a good live show. I mean, who doesn't? You know, you're paying money to go see a band. You know, I want to have a good time. You know, it's
totally.
Man, I've seen some boring shows in my time too. Not saying you guys are. I've never seen you guys live, but I can only imagine. You know. But yeah, when you see a dud show, man, that is just and that's I know sometimes just shows are off, but I saw this particular person, I don't want to mention their name, but a few times and they were always, I'm like, why am I paying money for this? you know. I don't know.
Man too. Fucking sucks. Do not want to be that bad.
It does. Hey, let's let's play another track. We've got Across the Great Divide. What's this song about? Give us a little behind the scenes on this.
This song is about a relationship between a guy and a girl, one on Earth and one on Mars.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Here it is, folks. 222, Across the Great Divide. That is a big divide. Here it is, Across the Great Divide. Amazing. Across the Great Divide, 222. See, Dennis, I said it right that time. Dennis, woo! I love your singing voice at the end there. That's not Dennis, everybody. That's their robot.
That's a robot.
Oh, man. I want a robot. I don't know. Just a big one to follow me around. you know, good clubbing props. Good club props. Oh man.
Right.
Well, how did you? Now you had mentioned this was about, you know, this long and that's a long, long distance relationship. How did that impetus come into your toolbox while you were writing this song?
Well, we have a sound company and we work on a lot of TV and film stuff. And I was actually working on a project called Mars with Ron Howard. And it was it took place in 2033 when we're supposed to put people on Mars. And just working on that set, that story sort of came to mind.
I loved that series. It was on National Geographic. I watched, one of those things. I'm so used to binge watching stuff, you know, it's kind of just our viewing, how we viewing behaviors change and such. That was one of those ones that kind of annoyed me because I'd have to wait a week to see, you know, I was into it, man. What happened, you know? And I don't want to give any of it away and whatnot, but fantastic. I'm a big science fiction nut, so I dug that. I really dug it. I didn't know you worked on that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I did the audio for it. That was what was cool about that is it was sort of a documentary. We're documenting what's happening now, and going to Mars, you know, and what they're working on. And then they were also doing a fictional piece as if it took place in 2033. So they were mixing that information, so you couldn't tell what was real and what wasn't, which I thought was cool.
Right. Yeah, it was absolutely very, very cool. If you get a chance, I don't know, I'm sure it's, maybe it's on Netflix, I'm not sure. Whenever I think something's on Netflix, it never is. Or it's on the DVD side, I don't understand that. Oh my God, I'm not paying that extra $8. I'm not going to do it. Netflix, don't send me emails, we want you as a sponsor. Absolutely pay for the DVD. Oh, I just couldn't do it. You know, but yeah, that was a great series. That was a great, if you can find it, folks, legally online, you know, give that a watch and whatnot. It's probably on the National Geographic website. I bet you can find that. That's very, very cool. That I'm in. That blows me away. I'm all discombobulated now. Well, what a great project. Very, very cool. Now,
yeah, it was really cool. It's so great because Ron is exactly what you imagine too. He's such a, first of all, he's a great guy. He's like super friendly and easy to work with, but he is that character that, you know, he's exactly what you
picture. Nice. Now, was he very involved with the sound part of that and whatnot, as I would imagine him being like with the film? He just produced, right? Or but they're kind of the carry the
whip,
right,
on
those types of projects. He directed it. Okay,
directed it. Yeah. So he was around. He, you know, he did the interviews, some of the bigger interviews, and so, you know, we were lucky enough to get to work with him.
Nice. Well, that's cool, man. Congratulations. I like I said, one of my favorite docudramas, I guess you would call it, of last year. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Oh, man. Nice.
Jade's like, okay, Jamie, can we get back to the album? Who cares? Quit, you know, I'm fangirling over here.
She did just lay down like these guys could talk forever. I'm just kidding.
We probably could. That's a whole other show. I wanted to ask, the last track we're going to play tonight, and again, folks, I should mention, I keep forgetting, we've got a link up to the band. Go over to the band's website, www.222band.com. Numerals, 222, the word band.com. And follow their social media and whatnot. You can buy the new album there and all of that. I'm not trying to be you, ... Just kidding. I am trying to be you, right? Name of the album?
Yep.
See, I got that right, Jade. How about that? How about that?
You did.
Very
impressed. Impressed.
So, Jade, what did you think about the docudrama? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Back on.
I thought it was actually really good.
Yeah, I did too. Oh, man, I want to talk about it, but I don't, because if people haven't seen it, I want them to see it and be shocked and amazed and all of that. I don't know. That one character was kind of a creep, though. That's all I'm going to say. That's on. Moving on. Anyway. Well, that's cool, man. So the next single we're going to play here, Has the World Gone Mad? No, I can't even imagine. What inspired this?
Yeah, it's funny. It sounds a lot more political and serious, but it's actually kind of a lighthearted story. So
he wrote it before Donald Trump was president, so.
There you go.
That's good. I'm telling you,
yeah,
man.
This one actually. What's funny is this was written actually 2.5 years ago, I would say. And it was going to be on the first album, and we pulled it at the last minute and put Fairweather Send Off in its place, which was sort of a similar kind of vibe, but with Jade singing. And
but basically, the song Has the Whole World Gone Mad is about a friend or whoever that gets into a relationship and ends up marrying their partner very, very quickly.
We all have friends that show up at, you know, you haven't even met the girlfriend and
they're
getting
married.
So yeah.
That happens. We were just having a conversation about I think another weird situation is when you there's a couple and you really like one of them that you really dislike the other. Have you guys ever had that happen? Like, you know, where you meet couples?
Never.
Oh, man. That's the worst. And you have to hang out with, you know what I mean? Because it's like a package deal. And you can't say anything. I wish you would.
Well, there you go. Has the Whole World Gone Mad?
Exactly. Here it is. Has the World Gone Mad? 222, everybody. Check this out.
Time. seal this room.
Has the world gone mad? 222. What a track. What a track. Very, very cool. Well, it's awesome, guys. Now, man, I like that. I like that. The new album, it's totally available. I would get the signed copy, folks. You can get a signed CD of this. That's the way to go. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. You're going to regret it if you don't. In about 2 years, you're going to be saying, why didn't I do that? Craziness. It's true. It's true. So, very, very cool. Now, I know you guys are, you know, promoting this and going to be touring in support and whatnot of it. Any plans for the next album as of yet?
Yeah, we've already started writing it. So we're working on it. Hopefully next year. But we'll
nice.
See.
Now that you said it, Dennis, the dream has to come into action. You know what I mean? Wasn't the plan 2 years?
Out loud.
Now it's
out in the open.
That's right. The whip will be cracked. He's like, oh
yep.
No.
You said it. Well, you said it.
At least she won't be making you wear the dog goggles again. That's the doggles.
I kind of miss his doggles, honestly.
Dennis likes it all.
Nice. Well, I can't wait. And the big news coming up this Tuesday, folks, the new video. The new video will be dropping, and it'll be out on you can see it and everything. I'm sure it'll be on the 222 band's social media and whatnot. As soon as I see it out there and whatnot, I will post it to all my blast it out, as the kids are saying today, on all my
we'll have
feeds
it on
as
our,
well.
We'll have it on our YouTube page for sure, on 222 band on our YouTube channel. And I suggest that everybody subscribes to our channel, our YouTube channel also, because our music videos, I feel like, are some of the best stuff that we do. But, it's going to be premiering on purevolume.com, but it will definitely be on our YouTube channel.
Which is 222JB
nice.
Band.
No, YouTube is 222 band.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. There you go.
Don't listen to Dennis.
Oh, man. On that note... Well, hey, I want to thank you guys for being on the show and whatnot, and break a leg at all the upcoming shows, and just do what you're doing, because you're really good at it. Very, very cool. I wish you guys nothing but more success. You know.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us on. We always love it.
Thanks, Jamie.
Absolutely. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We will be back. Today's Thursday. We're doing a special Friday show tomorrow. We've got a very cool author on tomorrow, Mr. Brian Dobbins. He just has a new book out, The Witch, the Detective, and the Dragon. That's what it is. And we'll be talking about that and his other books and whatnot as well. That's an early show tomorrow, 6 o'clock on the East Coast, 5 o'clock his time. He's actually in Cincinnati. That'll put that at 3 o'clock on the West Coast. So very, very cool. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes. If you're listening for free on there, if you're listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review and the share button, folks. That's always nice. Always nice. Puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. Very cool. Well, we will see you everybody tomorrow. And thanks again, Dennis and Jade. You guys rock. You know, you're just so cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Anytime. Anytime. It was only a couple of my favorite guests, I tell you. Favorite guests. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.